Live from Iron Rooster at McHenry Row, this is the Ladarius Webb Show on 98 Rock, the flagship station of the Baltimore Ravens.
Brought to you by M&T Bank. With easy choice checking, just use your account once each month and you don't pay a monthly maintenance fee. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Toyota Camry, the official car of the Baltimore Ravens. Let's go places. And Verizon, the official wireless voice, internet, and cable service provider of the Baltimore Ravens.
Now with Kirk and Marianne, here's number 21, Ladarius Webb.
Yes. Here we are live at the Iron Rooster. Thank you so much. Oh, Ladarius is busy being a celebrity right now and signing things, yes. Autographing, getting pictures taken. How are you feeling? We had a gut-wrenching loss last night to your arch rival, the Steelers.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
It was so close.
Like I feel like we played a great game. You know, we went in there expecting to win. We felt like we was going to win it. In the end, the Steelers did what they've been doing all year, finding a way to win it in the end. And, you know, that's what make it hurt so bad because we had the game and it, you know, in the last few minutes when it went away. And it's kind of, it hurt. But we have to move on. Like all victories, you know, we won like three straight and we moved on. We have to get back on the right track, you know.
Yeah, how hard is that? I mean, is it something that it hurts for days? Are you just right back on that horse and you're figuring out the next game?
I think the sooner we put this game behind us, the better.
You guys seem really good at that.
Yeah, I mean, we better put it behind us. If not, then, you know, we're going to lose the few games.
Yeah.
Because we focused on the Steelers. We're not going to let this Steeler loss kind of end our season.
That's right, man. So and you could still be in the playoffs. Yeah.
We're actually still in it, and we just have to just continue working and
you simply have to win the next three games. That's all.
Yes,
that's no problem. You got the Browns.
I mean, that's how you look at the Browns. But I'm going to speak truly. The Browns playing good
football.
Yeah. They, you know, took the Packers to overtime, and you can say that's without Aaron Rodgers. But the Packers, as a whole, is a good organization. Well, good squad. You know, without Aaron Rodgers, and for them to even be in the game, you know they're. They're fighting hard. It's something that's motivating those guys, and they're going to be truly motivated for the Ravens, who used to be the Cleveland. So they're going to be motivated anyway to kind of crush our hopes and dreams. So it's going to be a tough fight, which it always is, even when it's the Cleveland Browns.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard that if the Cleveland Browns end up losing every single game, there's going to be a parade? Like a loser parade? Did you hear about that?
No, I haven't heard anything.
It's just sort of been in the news, and somebody they needed some money, and so somebody donated it. And I wonder, like, would you guys, like, if you were on a team that lost every single game, would you want to celebrate that with a parade, or would you just sort of laugh it off and go, okay, I guess we lost everything?
No, I wouldn't want to celebrate it.
It feels weird.
Yeah, it's like a mocking situation, like they're mocking you a little bit, but. You know, I'm not having anything to do with that. I'm just trying to worry about getting a victory next week.
Yes.
So we can move on.
Yeah, we've got a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about that game. There was a weird NFL rule at the end of the game that I want to talk about. I was talking to Chris and Matt here, and they didn't understand it, so maybe you can unpack that. Right now, we're just going to enjoy the Iron Rooster, the Ladarius Webb Show, every Monday. Let's hear it here on 98 Rock. Here we are at the Iron Rooster, McHenry Row. Make some noise, everybody. Say hello. Yes. We're so happy to have the Ladarius Webb Show. It's your show.
Yes.
And it's just, so Kirk is out. He hurt his knee. I think it's very funny that after an NFL game, you're here and he's out with an injury.
Hey, you never know. He probably was like watching the game and then something happened. He probably jumped up.
Right.
He hit something.
Don't even know.
He tried to say he don't remember. But that's what
it
was.
He's saying he doesn't remember.
And he didn't want to come look at me in my eyes because like we were like the reason that he has the knee. So I understand.
Right. Well, hopefully he'll hobble in tomorrow.
Maybe
he's
listening.
Oh, I'm sure he's listening. All of Baltimore's listening. So I wanted to ask you, at the end of the game yesterday, there was this weird rule, and I feel like the announcers didn't really – I didn't understand. I don't understand much anyway. But I don't feel like they unpacked it really well. Are you the type that knows all the rules, all these obscure things, or do you have to
– No, I do not know all the rules.
All right.
When it was happening, I mean – Harbaugh makes sure that he explains all rules. We go over like different videos every week. Mm-hmm. When they change a rule or they, you know, do some changes to a rule, he makes sure that we watch the video. So he makes sure that we're up to date on the rules, but for to remember all of them,
yeah,
you know, it's kind of difficult. But they say, I don't know, when you fumble the ball backwards,
okay,
forward, it was forward or something.
It was going forward, yeah.
Yeah, and it makes the clock keep running some kind of way. All I know is I was sitting on the sideline, I seen the clock kept running, and I'm just like, hey, what's going on? And by the time I turned around, it was zero, and they said the game was over, and I'm just like, game over, folks. Well, it just happened so fast, you know. And
man,
that would make it hurt so bad. But, you know, my guy's tough. You know, we're going to bounce back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to be,
yeah,
you know.
I was talking to Brett Hollander. He's our sports guy on WBAL. And he was telling me Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown, they were just locked in, unstoppable. How many different types of things or plays or looks were you trying to do to slow them down? I mean, do you ever try like yo mama jokes or what?
Nah.
Like, how do you get in their head?
You're supposed to know where Antonio Brown is on every play.
Right.
You're supposed to double team him every play.
Mm.
Or at least have two eyes on him every play.
Is that hard to do?
A lot of corners are. It is hard. It's hard to do for a coordinator to be able to run the things he's used to running, mm-hmm, the things he's comfortable running, the things that he feel like is going to give Roethlisberger trouble. Sometimes he has to leave that guy out there alone. And,
yeah,
you know, he had a rough game. But I've watched Tonio all season. I've seen a lot of corners have a rough game towards him. They just have that connection. But you're supposed to always know where he is, especially when it's
fourth quarter.
Do you know
where he is right now?
Do I know he is?
Just kidding.
I don't know. He's somewhere celebrating the AFC North Championship.
Yeah.
I'm sure he is. I would. But, yeah, you're supposed to know where he is all the time. And when you get down to, you know, clutch parts of the game,
mm-hmm,
you definitely have to know where he is.
Where in the world is Antonio Brown?
Yes, you have to. You have to know where he is, and you have to know where number 26 is. And, you know, most likely in that time, please find 84.
Right.
You know?
We know but, where you number know, 21 is. Right?
You know, we had a great game plan. You know, mm-hmm, we just had a rough game. You know, 24
yep,
was left in some tough situations. You know, I'm not just going to put it all on him. I played corner before. I played safety before. I actually understand defense and playing defensive back, so I understand the situation and that they was putting him in, and because I know defense. But also, you know, it's a one-on-one matchup. You're supposed to win your one-on-one matchup. That's what it's going to come down to. And we're just going to move on and get better. You got to learn from that. And when you have those lows, you know, in your career, it helps you grow.
Sure.
Helps you get better.
Yeah.
So I hope that what happened to us as a team last night will make us better throughout this next run that we're about to take, and it's going to take us through the playoffs into the Super Bowl.
I believe in you guys.
Me too.
I believe in the Ravens. I bleed purple now. We all do. I'm from the Bills, Buffalo area.
Yeah, yeah.
So playing in the snow is sort of what we're used to. Mm-hmm. Is there going to be a challenge for you guys at all when it's super cold and it's freezing and there's snow?
It was super cold last.
Is it hard? Because you're from Alabama.
But when you have snow, it's going to slow me down. But the best thing it's going to do is going to slow that wide receiver down also.
Mm. So Everybody's dealing with it.
Yeah, you know, it's not just going to deal with me. It's dealing with him too. So I hope we don't have to deal with snow.
Right.
But if we do, we'll weather the storm.
Wow, that's deep stuff. All right, everybody, we've got more. We're going to talk about the upcoming games. And why not? Let's talk about Christmas. It's right around the corner.
Yes.
More with Ladarius. Ladarius Webb Show at the Iron Rooster, McHenry Row, 98 Rocks. Stick around.
The Ravens Hour is driven by Toyota.
WIYY HD1 Baltimore. Live from Iron Rooster and McHenry Row, the Ladarius Webb Show on 98 Rock.
It's the Ladarius Webb Show, everybody. Woohoo! With the Iron Rooster. Mr. McHenry Rowe, we're having so much fun down here. Okay, so Kirk isn't here today for a very suspicious reason.
He said, but what I'm wondering is, you can't talk with a bum knee. Like, if your knee is swollen just a little bit, you can still talk.
I'm pretty sure you can talk when your knee hurts. You're right.
And then he tells me he's around here limping around instead of getting a cane. or some crutches.
Right.
Or maybe even a wheelchair.
Oh.
He's limping around here, barely making it to work.
I think he needs a scooter.
That would be perfect.
If he's, he could have Ubered to work and scootered his way into the studio.
Yeah, I could have helped him get back into the Uber.
Right.
Yeah.
See?
I don't know.
I think somebody took a vacation day.
I believe it was the game and, you know, a little bit of, you know, he was probably
a little sauce, huh?
A little sauce, and then he was looking at the game. So the reason he didn't come, because he didn't want to see me, because I'm the reason he has that knee.
Because of the game.
Because of the game.
Yeah, his injury isn't the type of thing we think you that happens when you're sober.
Nah, no way. No way.
We're just guessing.
Truly guess.
I wonder if he's listening. If you're listening, Kirk, send us a message.
Yes, let me know.
Ladarius, have you ever thought about doing anything other than football? Like, perform in any way? Like act or stand up?
Yes, I've always wanted a one-liner in a movie.
Yes!
You know, not just being the main character, but I always wanted to just be the guy in the background. Maybe say something.
That is so doable.
Yes, that's what I want to do.
I can't believe that's your goal. We could make this happen, like, as soon as football's done.
You can help me out.
Yes!
See, my thing
Kirk
is,
was in a movie. Kirk was in Crybaby.
Yeah, that's...
And he had a line. And you want a line.
I would just want one line. I don't have to be
that
long.
That is so easy.
Like, hey, how you doing over there?
Right,
hey.
Right.
Hey, little mama.
Like, that's so easy. House of Cards used to film here in near D.C., and a lot of people worked on House of Cards and The Wire, I think. So there's tons of shoots around here. Would you ever move to Los Angeles?
Well, I never.
No?
No, I don't. It just depends on if somebody came and they say, hey, I got a good job for you, come out here, then maybe.
After football.
Yes, but I always wanted to be a stand-up comedian, too.
I can't believe that.
It's something that I always watch. I'm always on the, YouTube watching, like, Kevin Hart, Eddie Griffin, you know, old guys, you know.
You like the older stuff?
Yes, the older stuff, the Def Jam type stuff. I even like Saturday Night Live.
Sure.
Funny, too. That's a different funny, but I love both funnies. I just wonder, how do they set up the, you know, the whole skit? That's my whole thing, is how would they...
Your stand-up comedy act?
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
I can learn from you.
Yes, I can. I can make all your dreams come true. I can get you a line, a one-liner. Get you some. Well, you start
I just
with
need like
open
a 10-minute act, so I can stand up in front of the team, give my little funny act, and sit down.
Do you think your team would like go support and go watch your show?
No, we got an auditorium at the practice facility. I'm just gonna tell them to sit down.
Oh my
gosh! And I'm gonna perform in front of them. Because
are they
going
to be charitable and laugh, or are they going to be jerks and just sit there and heckle you?
It's going to be like the Apollo. It's going to be a tough crowd.
So I'm going to have to really be funny.
So that's why I'm coming to you, so you can make sure that I have a 10-minute worth of good stuff.
I'm ready.
And I have my crowd is all football players, so I have to have stuff that's going to make them
sports
cry.
Stuff.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I have sort of a sports idea for a joke. I sort of feel like sports are like men's way of gossiping. Because, like, men will sit around and talk about football games and, like, what's going to happen next and, like, what we're doing. And they'll sit around, and that's sort of like their soap opera.
That's what you think.
Yes.
Locker room talk.
Locker room talk. All right, we're gonna come back. I've got some announcements, too, so we're going to come back. We're going to have some locker room talk and then be right back. The Ladarius Webb Show, everybody, at the Iron Rooster. Let's hear it. Woohoo! Hey, we're at the Iron Rooster here in McHenry Row, but on New Year's Eve, I want to let you all know about a great event the Iron Rooster is going to be having. This is at their Hunt Valley location. They're going to have a New Year's Eve for parents. So you bring your kids, and your kids don't drink. They're not going to have any shots for the kids this time. But you can have a couple drinks. You can have dinner. You can have dancing with your family. There's going to be a DJ. It's from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. They'll have a little mini countdown at 8 p.m. and a balloon drop. And $20. $20 for the adults. $12.95 for kids. There's a kids menu. And you get a little champagne toast, like I said. Make your reservations. So check it out. Iron Rooster at Hunt Valley. Go to their website. We've got more Ladarius Webb Show coming up. So stick around.
The Ravens Hour is driven by Toyota.
Live from Iron Rooster and McHenry Row, this is the Ladarius Webb Show on 98 Rock.
Yes, it sure is the Ladarius Webb Show here on 98 Rock. I'm learning a lot about what you guys do in between games. So we were talking about receiver Antonio Brown. And I've got some booze here. He's on the hated Steelers, but do you sometimes just sort of shake your head? He had 11 catches for 213 yards, but no touchdowns.
No touchdown. I mean, hey, you've been watching the season all season. You've been watching NFL or the Pittsburgh Steelers all season. You see he's been doing it week after week, year after year. It's not a surprise that Antonio had a big game.
Yeah.
It's not like it was his first big game or his last big game. You know, Brandon Carr had a tough game this game. And I felt like a lot of corners this year have had a tough time with Antonio and Ben because they have this connection. They just know one another. But, yes, you have to take your hat off to the guy. He's a hard worker. You know, we work out in Miami together, and I respect him because I see the work that he put in on and off the field. Hardest worker I've ever seen in my life. And when you see him do those things, you have to just take your hat off because you know it's due to the work that he puts in.
So you study.
So you respect it. Yes.
You study them and you learn their tells and things?
Yes. For me, it's like we're still in college.
You That's know,
like,
funny.
The teacher give us a lesson, like what we're going to go over this week, and this is what we're going to learn. So we put it up on the board. So I'm in meetings all day with my highlighter.
Wow, I can't imagine
and my
that.
Pen. Trying to take down all the notes I can.
That's not what I think about when I think of NFL players, you know?
Yeah, I'm trying to learn everything about Antonio or whoever I'm guarding on that offense, you know, whenever they move or if he inside release, outside, if he's split out wide. We learn everything we can about that team because if you go into a game and don't know nothing about that guy in front of you, I feel like you have no chance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're professionals.
Right.
They're already fast and quick enough. You have to have some kind of beat on what they may do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, then I feel like it's going to be hard.
And in that class, at what point, Ladarius, do they tell you what team you're playing next? Because you were saying earlier that you're like, I don't even know who I'm playing half the time.
I don't know who I'm playing until after the game.
After that one game. Okay,
when that game is over, we'll be like, hey, who we play next week?
That's crazy how casual
ahead.
It is. Uh-huh.
You know, we didn't know. I didn't know who was playing the Browns until after that game. Coach said, well, you know, keep your head up. You know, we just got to handle business, you know, in Cleveland
like, oh,
next week.
Oh, the Browns are next week.
Oh, the Browns. Okay, we got the Browns. But we just look game to game.
Yeah.
You know? We don't want to look, you know, too far. And
That's what helps you. So real quick before we go, Ryan Shazier was on a lot of people's minds on TV in the stands. You could see and hear his name. So do you feel like, you know, because he's in, just to recap, he's in a Pittsburgh hospital after suffering a spinal concussion last week. Do you feel like the team was motivated to help him because he was down?
Yes, I mean, you know, first I sent my prayers out to him that, you know, he recover, get back healthy. But, yes, they was definitely motivated for him. They had shirts made for him. It was all over the stadium. So
They
was definitely playing for him. And, we would play for our teammate if he was down. And we respect that. We still wanted to win.
Of course.
we still wanted to beat their butt. And I think the guys went out with that mentality to beat their butt. You know, it just didn't end the way we wanted it to.
Right.
But we will have another chance.
Of course. In the playoffs.
Yes, yes,
indeed.
Yes.
Indeed. All right. We're rounding around the corner here. We're just about done with the Ladarius Webb Show. And we've got one more show left next week. So sad about that. I feel like the season flew by when you think of it that way. But I'm sure you're ready. You're ready for your vacation, for your time out.
I love my radio show. You
know, yeah.
Maybe I have to make this all year round.
I know. We were saying that during the break.
Yes, I can speak about all sports.
All sports. And then we have your charity coming up. So, we've got plenty to do.
Yes, we do.
We'll talk about your comedy set. This is great. All right, we've got one more coming up. So stick around. The Ladarius Webb Show at the Iron Rooster, 98 Rock.
Oh, what? Oh my bad.
Hey, it's the Ladarius Webb Show talking about chocolate. Hey, let's thank Barry of Sierra Pacific Mortgage, Raskin Global, and Anthony Correo, team of Long & Foster and Christie's International Real Estate. As always, the Iron Rooster, our venue sponsor. And Ladarius, we're going to be very sad after next week. We're going to definitely have to try to extend this.
Yes, we'll
and
have
do
to.
Some more shows.
We have to just meet, and you could, like, teach me how to do the stand-up.
Stand-up.
That can be out weekly.
It's so easy.
Yes.
I'm going to get you at an open mic. I'm going to drag you there. You're going to do a set, get some NFL guys in the audience, tell that dirty joke you told us up there.
Saturday Night Live.
Beautiful delivery. He delivered it like a pro. We had a great time. We missed Kirk, but he'll be here next week, whether we have to, you know, wheel him in a wheelchair or not. But thank you, everybody, for coming out. And we'll do this again next week, the Ladarius Webb Show.
Yes.
98 Rock.